Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel, checking what's happened thus far here in 2022 in the cattle markets in just a moment.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
We're halfway done with 2022. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says first half of the year, a challenging one for our beef cattle producers.
Yeah, you know, we started the year with having kind of turned the corner from a cattle price standpoint. Prices, have been above year-ago levels. They went up really, especially towards the end of last year. So we've seen that, but we've been waiting for some other pieces to fall in place in terms of feedlot production and that leading to beef production. And we haven't really seen that happen yet. So, our annual expectation for beef production in 2022 is for a decrease from 2021's record level. And yet in the first half of the year, beef production was still up by about 1%.
So the question, Daryl, is that going to continue?
No, I still think it's going to turn. We have trimmed our forecast. We don't think beef production will be down as much because obviously the first half wasn't down, but we still think there'll be a decrease in beef production in the second half of the year. That means that we're going to see some things a little bit different here in the second half of the year, namely that cattle slaughter has to decrease. Of course, we're watching carcass weights too, and they have come down to about equal to year-ago levels. They're following a seasonal pattern pretty close, but it's really the slaughter issues. Cow slaughter continues to be elevated. That's drought related, clearly. It started last year, has continued into this year. And that'll probably continue for the rest of the summer at some level. Although, again, we probably won't be as up as much on a percentage basis simply because we'll be comparing to larger slaughter numbers from last year. The real key to this thing is going to be the Fed steer and heifer slaughter. And steer slaughter is down this year, kind of as expected, but it's been offset by heifer slaughter, which remains elevated. That's probably also another drought impact. And that's what we're kind of waiting to see what happens here in the second half of the year.
And Daryl, drought clearly remains a huge issue.
That's exactly right. You know, the drought has kind of moved around regionally, and we've seen this before. And it goes all the way back to 2020. The drought started in the southwest part of the U.S. And 2021, it was really focused on the northern plains and the northern Rocky Mountain region. That's improved somewhat up there, but now it's rebuilt much more severely in Texas and parts of the southern plains. And so we continue to see drought impacts affecting cow slaughter. And obviously behind that is the fact that we're just not producing the forage, the pasture and hay in these drought regions.
Clearly, Daryl, lots of moving parts. That includes obviously supply chain issues. That's something a lot of folks like to blame everything on. But we've also got really high input costs for our cattle producers as well.
It really does, and it is, and you're right, it's, supply chain issues are part of it. Just the underlying, obviously, we've seen, significantly higher prices across the board for inputs, and that's had a big impact. In areas that don't have drought, we know that forage production is going to be down, both pasture and hay production, simply because producers, based on the prices of fuel and fertilizer, have cut back on those inputs this year. So we're going to see impacts outside of the drought regions in addition to the drought, the continuing drought impacts that we see. So, again, we're kind of waiting for the numbers, the cattle numbers, to sort of catch up with the cyclical impacts. Overall cattle numbers have been declining since they peaked in 2019, and yet we still haven't pushed through this last bit of of that flush of numbers through the feedlot. And, you know, we still have, as of June 1, we had record for that date feedlot numbers, feedlot inventories. And, you know, been looking for that to turn the corner, if you will, for several months. It will do it, but the timing has always been tricky because we continue to see these other impacts.
OSU's Darryl Peel, you've got the beef buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Week in the Rockies coming up July 11th through the 15th. It'll be broadcast live from Little America Hotel in Cheyenne, Wyoming on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction will happen each day at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. 206,000 head will sell that week, over 34,000 weaned calves, and 106,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.